Tomorrow is Labor Day. It marks the unofficial end of summer, being stalled in traffic jams trying to get to the beach, running out to get charcoal for one more barbecue. For many, the start of a new school year. Almost lost is Labor Day's original purpose, to honor working men and women. It's been a federal holiday since 1894. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 136.3 million Americans employed as of July, the most recent month for which figures are available. About 6.7 million were classified as unemployed, an unemployment rate of 4.7%. According to a survey of 6,000 North American workers by the consulting firm Towers Perrin, over half say they're now in the market for new jobs, with 12% saying they are actively looking. In Washington, as in many American cities, large and small, men gather each morning looking for work as day laborers, hoping to be hired by contractors or homeowners to paint or put up wallboard. With the economy increasingly tight, these jobs have become scarce. The other morning, we talked to some of the men waiting in the parking lot of a Washington paint store.
We start at 7 o'clock, but we get up at 12 o'clock, about 11, you know, something like that.
How is the economy? Are there many jobs? Are you
We don't take it too much job. Or maybe one day for 1 week, you know, not every day work here. We need work. We want to get to some work, you know, but it's not easy here. We save money for rent, for apartment, for heat, for everything. I try to save my money my own, you know. But maybe I send $400 for 2 months, 1 month. The economy in my country is... It's not easy, you know.
La gente viene acá a buscar trabajo aquí en La Hurón, pero aquí hay mucho trabajo, pero aquí la policía molesta mucho a los trabajadores.
He say a lot of people come to looking for work here, but the police make a lot of problems for we, you know, we don't have a paper, we illegal, you know, here. But
2 years ago over here is a lot of job around, and right now it's so slow.
How much do they pay?
Okay, like a good painter, they is about $15 an hour. They wanna pay just $8 an hour.
You have wife and children?
I don't have wife.
No wife.
I don't have children.
It's just you that.
Just me, and I can survive with $10 an hour because if somebody get family, he has to, you know, $14-$15 an hour for can survive in this country because everything is expensive, you know, and everything go higher. And the job, the people don't want to pay more money for the jobs. The people can't live like that over here because everything is expensive.